Hey guys, real quick, just wanted to make you guys aware, if you don't already know about this, every Tuesday night, Autumn and I get on Facebook live at 8:15 Central Standard Time for about a half an hour. And man, we just answer questions, we have an open discussion about all things fitness, finance, and faith. And we've been doing this for all of 2018, and it's been a lot of fun, and we really look forward to it every week. And so I wanted to make you guys aware and invite you guys to join us on the next Tuesday. You know, as your schedule permits, man. I mean, we're all busy. We're all super busy. And so just pop in for a few minutes, you know, just kind of be a casual observer or bring a question or a comment or an issue or whatever. Facebook live every Tuesday night, 8:15 Central Standard Time. I will see you guys there. Jim Schultz here for the F Cubed podcast. Here we go, man. We are up and running for a Monday motivation, and I forgot my. Well, I didn't forget. I have my microphone, but my adapter on the old iPhone 8. I'm kind of getting used to having this thing around all the time. It's kind of a pain in the rear, to be honest with you guys. So I couldn't plug in the mic, so the audio quality might be a little bit worse than it normally is. But my hope is you guys can still find this worthwhile. And today, man, today I just want to encourage you guys. I want to lift you guys up. I want to hopefully inspire you guys to show me, man. Show me. Don't tell me. Don't tell me about everything you're going to do. Show me. And I want to apply this across the board. Fitness, finance, faith. It's about action. We gotta summons up our inner Marshawn Lynch and be about that action, boss. It's not about words. It's not about sayings. It's not about motivational quotes. It's about execution and action. And so, from a fitness standpoint, it's kind of obvious, right? But if physical fitness is a big part of your life, if you brand yourself as wanting to be someone who is physically fit, then you've got to lead by example. You've got to get in there and get it done. And this applies to, you know, obviously training, getting in the gym, getting your weight work done, getting your cardio work done, getting your, you know, your specialty work done if you're training for something that's very specific and very unique to your goals or your performance or whatever. You just got to get it done, man. You've just got to show me, show yourself, right? I mean, if physical fitness is a big part of your life, or you think it is, and you've just been kind of off the wagon for the last, you know, couple of weeks, couple of months, couple of years, right? Then use this as a way to kind of serve as a wake-up call, right? Use today's podcast to kind of maybe wake you up a little bit and say, hey, listen, you know, this is supposed to be really important to you. Get in there. Get it done, get moving, and the results will come, man. They will come. You know, remember that from a fitness standpoint, you know, we can argue all day long about, you know, which nutritional strategy is the best, you know, keto, intermittent fasting, macros, eating clean, whatever. We can talk about which training split is the best, like strength, hypertrophy, power, you know, volume, frequency. We can argue about all that stuff all day long. But at the end of the day, it's not going to change the simple fact that if you actually do work, you will move forward, period. It really is that simple, man. It really is that simple. So don't get lost in the weeds, right? Don't start trying to figure out these granular details when the core is not in place yet. From a finance standpoint, it's the same story, man. It's the same story. We just got a few different characters now, right? If your financial future, if financial independence is important to you, then saving money should be a staple in your life. Budgeting your cash flow so that you can save your money, right? Foregoing current expenses so that you have future stability should be something that just comes, I don't want to say it comes second nature, because it probably doesn't, it probably won't. You're going to have to work at this quite a bit. But it should be something that is so important to you that you make it a priority. You make it a priority to be aware of your cash flow all the time. Maybe not every day, maybe even some months you don't do as good a job as you would like to. I mean, Autumn and I, that's the life that we live. That's our reality. We don't always do the greatest job ever with budgeting, but it's important to us. So we are constantly aware of what's going on or trying to become more aware. And then obviously from an investment landscape, right, putting your money to work for you, again, to some degree, we can argue all day long about passive versus active, about, you know, stocks versus options, about all that stuff, right? And there's a great argument to be made on just about every side of that argument, right? Every side of that story has really compelling evidence in favor of it. But again, don't get lost in the details if the core is not even in place. If investing to some degree is not even a part of what you do, then there's no reason to have the discussion of how you're going to invest the money, because the money isn't even there to begin with. And so you can kind of see it's very much a chain with links in it, where the links are very successive in nature, right? The chronology of things has to be in place. I mean, you have to be saving money before you can invest money, because if there's no money to invest, that means you're not saving money. And so saving money obviously has to come first. And from a fitness standpoint, if we backtrack a little bit, I don't know. I mean, what comes first, training or nutrition? That's a great question, man. And I have to think about that a bit more. I'll have to ruminate on that a bit. But, man, I would probably say, ooh, it's tough. My knee-jerk reaction was nutrition because it's more important. But I'll tell you, man, there is nothing like starting a new program when you're finally committed and you feel serious and you get in the gym and you get some work done. That is going to have an immediate impact on you. But anyway, I'll have to think about that. Maybe that'll be a future podcast. But lastly, faith, man. Faith. The Christian faith is really all about the perfect, I'll call it marriage, because Autumn and I just spent a weekend down in downtown Chicago with no kids, and it was incredible, man. It was just a really, really great, great weekend. And so my marriage to her and how incredible it is on the forefront of my mind right now. The Christian faith, the perfect marriage, is faith and works. And I learned this primarily from studying the book of James. If you want just a very practical application of the Christian faith, you need to take a look at James, man. It's only 5 chapters long. It's very practical. You're going to walk away with so many tremendous insights and so many nuggets of wisdom that you can begin to apply right away. And one of the lines in James, and I'm paraphrasing, of course, but one of the verses in James that is very controversial in a lot of ways, is that faith without works is dead. And I'll tell you, man, I struggled with that idea for so many years, right? Maybe growing up Catholic, I'm not sure. But I was very disillusioned by that for so long, thinking, wait a second, one of the core tenets of the Christian faith is you don't have to work your way into heaven. You could never earn a spot in heaven. And the reason why I mentioned growing up Catholic may have caused this rift in my mind is, I think a lot of, I can't speak for all of Catholicism, right? I'm certainly not that well educated on that sect of the Christian faith. I mean, you have, Catholicism, Presbyterians, Protestants, you have all these different kind of versions or little tributaries that come off of the main source that is Jesus. Well, a lot of Catholics, I mean, there's a very heavy emphasis placed on works. There was a very heavy emphasis placed on doing right versus wrong, which is not a bad thing in and of itself, but I think that, and it did to me for so long, I think it kind of leaves a lot of Catholics feeling misguided. It leaves a lot of Catholics feeling like they do need to work their way into heaven. And they miss the point of the gospel, or at least one central point of the gospel, in that you don't need to work your way into anything. You need to put all of your hope, faith, and trust in Jesus. But then you come around and you look at James, and it's like, well, wait a second, man. He says faith without works is dead. So does this put me back into a situation where I need to work my way into heaven? And I think the answer is no. And I think the answer is no, because what James is trying to get at, or at least what I took away from that text, was if your heart really is transformed, if you truly are all in, Matthew West style, for Christ, then there needs to be fruit of that belief. There needs to be fruit from that labor. People should be able to look at your life and see evidence of his standing, of his ultimate position as the king of your life. And the only way that that's going to be true is if you are living a life that Jesus commanded us to live. And that's going to clearly involve, you know, following rules, so to speak. And so I love that, because, you know, for this Monday motivation piece, and we'll kind of wrap it up with this. Don't tell me, you know, how important Jesus is to you. Don't tell me how important your Christian faith is to you. Show me. I want to see it. We all want to see it. The world needs to see it, right? You know, you flip on the news and you see all these terrible things happening. I mean, there was terrible things that happened this weekend in Chicago, right? There was a lot of gang violence, and there was a lot of, you know, just unnecessary, you know, killing and just angst and just strife and just all this crazy stuff. Man, that's just one example, right? You could extrapolate that out to the entire world, to the whole globe. You see these things, and you want to see them changed. You want to see them altered. You want to see the world become a different place. Well, you know what? You know what a great way to do that is? Start acting out your faith in small ways, if that's all you can do right now. I mean, a lot of times I can't do huge things. I'm not brave enough. I'm not bold enough. But I try to find small ways, man, to be evidence of Christ in the world around me, whether it be with my friends or my family or my coworkers or whatever the case may be, because you never know what God is going to do with that. So have an open mind, have an open heart, let God in and act, even if it is only in a small way. Because you want to talk about finance, you want to talk about compound returns. If there's anybody that I want compounding my returns in this life and the next, it's Jesus. Because he's rocking that Jesus math, which is something that we've never seen before. And so let him compound the returns for you, and the effects will be like nothing you've ever seen. And so I hope this was helpful for you guys. I hope this was motivational and inspirational on this Monday, August 6th. And yeah, man, I think, let's see here, where are we at? So let's unlock the old phone. 12 minutes, not too bad. We'll wrap it up right there. Thank you guys so much for your time, your attention. We'll see you guys on Wednesday. Hey guys, you're listening to the podcast. Thank you so much. I am so humbled by your time and your attention. Man, it would mean the world to me if right now, if you texted one of your friends with a link to this podcast and you were just like, hey, check this guy out, give this guy a listen. You know, I think fitness, finance, faith, you know, it might help you out. Help me spread the message. Help me spread the word. Man, it would be phenomenal.